Today is President's Day, and last week we observed Abraham Lincoln's 205th birthday. Now, most people think of Illinois when they think of Abraham Lincoln, but writer Dean Robbins tells us the little-known story of Lincoln's 1859 visit to Wisconsin.
I'll go just about anywhere to feel Abraham Lincoln's presence. I've driven to his out-of-the-way boyhood homes in Kentucky and Indiana. I've walked in his footsteps at the White House and Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C. And of course, I've explored every touchstone in his home state of Illinois, no matter how obscure. In a town called Petersburg, I tramped through a farmer's field to get to a small pioneer graveyard. I climbed over a rusty fence and found the tombstone for Anne Rutledge. Yes, I was trespassing on private property, but I couldn't help myself. I just had to see the spot where Lincoln's first love was buried. You'd think someone so obsessed with Abraham Lincoln sites would have visited the one only 30 minutes from his house in Madison. But believe it or not, I'd never heard of Lincoln's connection to Janesville until I happened to read about it at a highway rest stop last year. Turns out I had sped right past a little-known Lincoln shrine dozens of times on Interstate 90 without even realizing it. So here's the story. In 1859, Abraham Lincoln visited Wisconsin to warm up for his first presidential campaign. He gave a speech in Milwaukee and then one in Beloit. Fellow Republican William Talman met him there and invited him to speak in nearby Janesville. He even offered to put Lincoln up for the night with his family. Lincoln accepted the spontaneous offer. The Talmans lived in a stunning 26-room mansion overlooking the Rock River. Lincoln wasn't their only guest, but they planned to kick that less distinguished visitor out of the room so he could have it to himself. But Honest Abe would hear none of that. Humble as ever, he insisted on sharing the room with his fellow guest. At the time, people often left boots outside their doors at night. That way, a servant could clean them and return them by morning. But when Lincoln woke up the next day, his own boots had not reappeared by the door. He felt too embarrassed to come to breakfast in his stocking feet, so he simply stayed in his room. His modesty caused him to miss the train back to Illinois. The Talmans found the boots and apologized. Lincoln now had time on his hands, so he worshiped with the family at Janesville's First Congregational Church. He spent one more night with them and finally managed to catch his train back home. The Talman House still stands and is now known as the Lincoln Talman House. The Rock County Historical Society conducts tours, clearly proud of Janesville's encounter with an American legend. True, Abraham Lincoln spent only two nights there, but that was enough time to put his stamp on the place. What's more Lincoln-esque than refusing special treatment or missing a train over stocking feet? As far as I'm concerned, the Lincoln Talman House is just as mythic as any pioneer graveyard in Illinois. Next time I need to feel Abraham Lincoln's presence, I can do so right here in Wisconsin.
Dean Robbins is the editor of Madison's Alternative Weekly, The Isthmus. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. You can find more Wisconsin Life on Wisconsin Public Television. The new TV series airs Monday nights at 8 throughout February.
Right now we're looking at another one of Abraham Lincoln's Wisconsin connections, and that is the Black Hawk War. And here to connect the dots between Abraham Lincoln, Wisconsin, and the Black Hawk War is Robert Birmingham, a professor in the Department of Anthropology at the UW-Waukesha. Robert, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You know, all of us who live in Wisconsin were supposed to learn about the Black Hawk War, but it was way back in fourth grade, and I suspect a lot of us have forgotten it. So remind me what I've forgotten over the course of the last 40 years.
Well, shame on you. It is, in fact, the most important event in my mind to have taken place in Wisconsin history. And that is because on the wake of the Black Hawk War, the United States government moved very quickly to literally remove all the Indian people from southern Wisconsin, opening the door for settlement, and within a very few years, Wisconsin became a state. And it was really all because of the incident that is called the Black Hawk War.
And the Black Hawk War was sort of in Illinois and in Wisconsin, and it was it was sort of a series of running battles, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah, the Black Hawk War or conflict was fought in 1832 between the United States and a band of Native people headed by the figure, of course, Black Hawk, who was a Sauk leader. Black Hawk was very angry because of the fact that he had lost his lands in Illinois. We're talking about the Quad Cities area right now. And the Sauk and the Fox, which were allied with Black Hawk, had been forced to move across the river, Mississippi River, to Iowa. And Black Hawk had to give up his homeland. So in April of 1832, Black Hawk took 1,000 people, men, women, and children, across the river to reclaim his lands in Illinois. Now, his lands in Illinois were then already occupied by settlers. The United States Army was called in. The Illinois Militia was called in, and eventually the Michigan Territory Militia was called in, which is now the state of Wisconsin.
And this culminated in the militia chasing Black Hawk and his band around Wisconsin, and ended in Wisconsin, didn't it?
Yeah, most of the conflict, in fact, took place here in Wisconsin. The Black Hawk had thought that he could claim his lands peacefully. Became apparent that was not going to be possible. And the militia and military chased him up the Rock River and eventually into Wisconsin. And that is where some of the harshest aspects of the conflict happened. There was a large battle on Wisconsin Heights, on the Wisconsin River. And ultimately, the chase ended in a reprehensible massacre of many hundreds of Black Hawk's bands north of La Crosse at the near the mouth of the Bad Axe River.
And where does Abraham Lincoln fit into all of this?
Well, Abraham Lincoln actually wrote a bit about it. He was in the Illinois militia. When Black Hawk's venture started, it caused a great deal of panic among settlers on the frontier. And most men joined local militia to put down what they thought was an Indian uprising. And Abraham Lincoln joined up as well. And he came up with the Illinois militia and was stationed at the United States military temporary fort at a place we now call Fort Atkinson. So he was there for a while at the fort, and then his time ran out, and he left there to go back to southern Illinois. One story is that one story attributed to him says that somebody had stolen his horse, and so he walked back to southern Illinois. I'm not sure if that's just sort of one of the myths surrounding the great man.
So he was not part of that massacre that you talked about that took place in Wisconsin.
He fortunately was able to, he left the militia long before that happened. He said that the only battles he had were with mosquitoes.
And those continue to this day.
Right. But, you know, he was not the only president involved in the conflict. At the same time, Zachary Taylor was a commandant of a U.S. military fort at Prairie du Chien.
Fort Crawford,
exactly. And another president, another future president, was assigned to escort Black Hawk after he was captured to Fort Crawford, and that was Jefferson Davis, a young lieutenant.
Of course, not future president of the United States, but future president in any case. So let's talk about the legacy of this war and the Battle of the Bad Axe. And it was called the battle, but it really was a massacre, as you say.
It was a massacre, yes. And in fact, at that point, what was left of Black Hawk's band was in dire straits. They were literally starving to death at that point. They had no supplies. They had been on the move for nearly 4 months. They would have put up little resistance just out of sheer health.
And on that note, I'm afraid we'll have to leave it. Robert Birmingham, thanks so much for joining us.
You bet.
Robert Birmingham is a professor in the Department of Anthropology at the UW-Waukesha, and he's been with us to talk about the Black Hawk War and how it connects Abraham Lincoln to Wisconsin.